Gates closed. All set.
It's Case the Race on Double X 1090.
And they are off.
Hart spun the catch as they come off the turn.
Curran giving his all. A length and a half behind.
Too close to call.
Now with the ultimate hour of horse racing, here's Toby Terrell and Larry Zapp.
Everybody, this is Case the Race Radio, and I'm Larry Zapp, and I'm with my partner Toby Terrell, and we're playing the Bittersweet Symphony for a reason. It was announced this week by Magna President Frank Stronach that we are going back to dirt at Santa Anita, and for Toby and I, it is bittersweet, and it is a symphony. We believe in the synthetics. We believe they've done the horse racing game a world of justice, and you know, if they want dirt, Toby, they get dirt, but you know, just remember what we used to have. I hope they don't seal tracks this winter when they get the dirt put in at Santa Anita. Oak Tree will be at Hollywood Park. There's so much to talk about today, Toby. We've got the Arlington Million. We've got the Alabama, that great matchup. Devil May Care against Blind Luck, and we've got Evening Jewel trying to show that she almost won the Kentucky Oaks, and it was won by Blind Luck. We've got her in the Del Mar Oaks. We got so much to talk about. The Secretariat, Patty El Prado, one of your boys, and we've got the Beverly D. We've got it all, Toby. There's a lot going on in the horse racing world.
Well, there is, all over the country, and welcome aboard, everybody. And I'll tell you what, I spent some time in New York working on Wall Street for a year right out of college, but the good Lord brought me right back here to my hometown, my home base, and mornings like this make you realize that it does not get any better anywhere in the world. Absolutely picturesque right here at the paddock at beautiful Del Mar Racetrack, where the turf meets the surf. You gave a pretty good outline of what's going on around the country in the sport of thoroughbred horse racing, and that is our mission, to bring y'all right onto the pulse in the most meaningful way we can. And to do that today on the show, we have a very special guest coming on right out of the first break. His name is Jerry Hollendorfer. He needs no introduction here in California or around the country for that matter. He's got a very national status as a top trainer, as he nearly won the Kentucky Oaks this year with his star filly Blind Luck, who will be running at Saratoga in the Alabama in what is being billed by the scribes as the ultimate showdown. Blind Luck versus Devil May Care from the Todd Pletcher Barn. We have Jerry Hollendorfer live from Saratoga to discuss what's going on back there, how he's settled in, and more importantly, how the filly Blind Luck has settled in. Then we're going to shift gears at the midway point to Arlington Park. This is their signature day of racing in Chicago. They've got their Arlington Million, very prestigious race on slate today. The heavyweight in that race is Gio Ponti. We all know him from running out here lately in the Breeders' Cup Classic. We'll have a very special guest on site in Chicago. Donnie Abrams will join us. He's been in on all the goings-on, watching the horses, talking to the people, and getting what we might need to know to make a few dollars out of Chicago today. But right here at Del Mar, well, all I can tell you is it's all been going on in a big, big way. The balloons go up in the air here after the races. You can see them right off to the east here, and it's a beautiful sight. And we've had many beautiful sights at Del Mar right up to yesterday, where, hey, I don't know how we did it, but a couple of weeks ago, we took a very rare knock at a scribe that said, just say no to P-Val. And all I can tell you, Larry, is just say yes to P-Val.
Absolutely. Three wins last night, including that incredible finish in the feature race last night, the Sandy Blue. P-Val won in that like stirring finish. He was on Warren's Jitterbug, and boy, the head bob really mattered. And P-Val rides on his belly to the wire, and anybody who would knock the talent of P-Val, just it's just ridiculous, Toby. He is a trouble-prone guy. A lot of us have our own troubles, and P-Val just keeps rising above it, and he keeps showing up and showing us he might be the truest natural athlete ever to wear jockey silks. You mentioned Gio Ponte, and today is Arlington Million Day, and Gio Ponte was Male Horse of the Year and Male Turf Horse of the Year, Eclipse Award, double Eclipse Award winner, and that really matters. This horse is actually on the fringe of becoming a Hall of Famer. If he could win the Arlington Million and maybe the Breeders' Cup Turf this year, he would get my vote in the Hall of Fame. The Beverly D, you know, it's named, I believe, after the Duchessois' wife or his mother. I'm not sure. Maybe we'll find out before the show's over. But the bottom line is Jerry Hollendorf is going to come on, and we're going to have to talk about Tuscan Evening, a filly. He was pointing to that race, and he's going to be a future Hall of Famer, Jerry Hollendorfer. And Tuscan Evening, a tragedy, heart attack, out of a work a couple weeks ago. And, you know, Secretariat, we've got a superstar named Patty O'Prado running in there, and he'll be odds on. You know, Toby, the stars are everywhere in thoroughbred racing. You mentioned Devil May Care against Blind Luck. Everybody is looking forward to this. There's an Eclipse Award most likely on the line. I believe the last Alabama winner to get that three-year-old filly honors was a little filly that tried really hard, Proud Spell for Larry Jones. There's so much going on in the thoroughbred world. I started the show off with the Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve because Santa Anita and its chairman or its owner, Frank Stronach, announced the other day that we are going back to dirt. They don't know where they're getting the dirt from, but they couldn't pull off the Oak Tree meet. So Oak Tree's going to move to Hollywood Park. A lot of things are changing. You know, a lot of horsemen are crying foul by the track and blaming the track for their horses. And, you know, I've asked old-time horsemen, too many of them to mention. Neil French comes to mind, a guy I talked to a few weeks ago, Toby. He told me in the old days, everybody had complaints about the track, but you didn't say anything because you'd lose your stalls. Today, the trainers like Bob Baffert feel like they have the upper hand, so they complain away. And we all know, and you know, that these synthetic tracks have not only contributed to the health of these horses, but they've also contributed to where it counts. Larger field sizes in our big races. I mean, Candy Ride, who won the last three races, and what a performance, and let's mention it, Sydney's Candy last Saturday. Candy Ride won the last three races. I believe he won one last night. But when he won the Pacific Classic, Toby, on the dirt, it was like a five-horse field.
Well, that's unfortunately what we had, and that's what everybody seems to forget. That's exactly why we needed a change, and we needed it quick. We're not going to stay on the top of the on top of the charts as a sport with our ultimate big races being showcased in that manner. We can't have processions like we saw towards the end there with the four or five horse fields all spread apart. They're just not exciting. I'll tell you what's exciting is being right here at Del Mar the way we have it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I mean, I'm here every day, and the roar from the crowd with these beautiful finishes we have down the stretch, it keeps everybody just absolutely screaming right to the wire, hoping and thinking that their horse can win. That's what we need, and that's the excitement
we're going
to keep here.
You're right, Toby. You're right. This is the best racing venue I know of, and in the summertime, 7 weeks of just beautiful horse racing. The finishes have been fabulous, and you know, a horse I didn't mention that's running today in the Phil Island Stakes at Monmouth is I Want Revenge. Now let's go back with I Want Revenge. He was a dirt horse who trained well and soundly on synthetic. As soon as he ended up training at Churchill Downs, he didn't even make it the morning of the race to the Kentucky Derby. He's back much later. He had the prep race, but my point is, look what Looking at Lucky has done. Look what Blind Luck has done. Look what all the California horses have done, Toby. Evening Jewel, they've gone back sound horses and they've crushed the competition. 1-2 in the Kentucky Oaks. No, we didn't win the Kentucky Derby this year. But look at the horses like Sydney's Candy. What a performance in La Jolla last week. Has trained on synthetic. Now, people say, let's train on it and not run on it. I don't buy that. You talk about the Del Mar finishes. You know, it's important that when people are new to this game, that they don't see what I saw last weekend at Saratoga. In their Grade 2 Adirondack Stakes, Todd Pletcher won by 5. Bob Baffert was 5 clear of third, and I think it was 7 lengths back to the fourth horse. 17 lengths back to the fourth horse. What about the four horse, the four horse race in the Saratoga Special. We have field sizes here, not in every race, because every condition has to go. If you're an owner of a horse and you've got a second allowance condition filly, you have to let it go at five or six. But the point is, the Pacific Classic will have a full field this year. It'll have a full field next year because Del Mar is going to stay with Polytrack. And I can't emphasize that enough, what it's done for the competitive nature of our races.
Well, it's vital. And our own Trevor Denman, our race caller here at Del Mar, calls the races up at Santa Anita as well. He's got a word for that. It's called a procession. And you know what? Processions are okay. But, just let's scatter them and let's not have them in our big stakes races with three, four-horse fields. And that's the key point that we don't want to miss. The other, and I'm going to leave the topic right here because we got to take the spotlight where it belongs on this huge racing day today. I'm wondering, is Donald Harris with us out there?
No, we don't.
Hey, what's up, boys?
Oh, Donald Harris, how you doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic. Another beautiful day, right?
Yeah, another beautiful day. I know you're up at Hollywood Park being a team player, getting the work done. And, God, you guys on SoCal Works on CaseTheRace.com, just an unbelievable job. You know, we're going to go to a break in about a minute and a half, Donald. Have you seen Zenyatta out of her win down here in the Clement Hirsch?
Yeah, I've seen her the last couple days turning in her gallops, and she looks really well. So, you know, fingers crossed that she continues to progress the right way, because, I don't even like to talk about it because you think about jinxing it, but can you imagine the scene of her going into her last race of her career in the Breeders' Cup Classic looking for 20 in a row? It's mind-boggling just to think of that.
It's going to be unbelievable. You know, I was looking through the Daily Racing Form, and, you know, I got to give credit to the Daily Racing Form. They keep you very informed in this game. They do a great job. Locally, we have Steve Anderson. We have Jay Privman. We have great writings by a great editorial by Jay Hovde. And one thing that caught my eye this morning, Donald, held form for 32 months. Incredible. That's Mike Watchmaker on his Watchmaker watch. I mean, 32 months, Donald. You watched her train into her first race. Can you believe it's been 32 months of perfection?
Well, I think that's what some people, the people out there that still are a little bit suspect for whatever reason of what she's accomplished, need to understand the job that John Sheriff has done. It's not one of those horses you can just throw out on the racetrack, she does her thing, and then she comes back sound and happy. I know they've had their difficulties keeping her sound. I mean, her size and the way she uses her body to cover that huge ground, it's not an easy task. And then you add on top of that, like you said, 32 months of not just showing up and running good races, but never getting beat. It's absolutely cartoonish.
It's incredible.
I hope people appreciate what they're seeing, because we're not going to see anything like it again, I don't think.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. She's the horse of the decade, the horse of the century. But listen, we're going to talk racing. We're going to break down some races. We're going to case some races on Case the Race Radio. But right now, it's our first quarter of the show. Let's go to a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with future Hall of Famer Jerry Hollendorfer.
This is Coach John Quintero. Join me tonight at 6:55 right here on XX 1090.
How would you like an extra $100 to wager on the races this summer? Just open a brand new DelmarBets.com account and wager $100. The very next day, we'll deposit $100 to your account. That's it. Easy as a cool coastal breeze. DelmarBets.com, powered by ExpressBet, is the best way to play the races online and by phone. Play hundreds of harness and thoroughbred tracks all year long from the comfort of your home, office, or wherever you happen to be. And unlike other legal wagering services, DelmarBets.com charges no membership, monthly, or per wager fees. Open a DelmarBets.com account today, online or by phone, at 800-235-9470 and get your $100 wagering credit. Visit DelmarBets.com for complete details and use promo code DMVRadio. Account wagering is not permitted in all states. National Problem Gambling Support Line, 1-800-522-4700.
She's totally committed, major independent. Yes. She's a lady through and through. She is a lady, and we're talking Zenyatta. Every week we're going to talk about this filly that is, this mare that is committed. She's unbeatable. She's the great. She's the powerful one. She's Zenyatta. And you know what, Toby? She's trained on synthetics pretty much her whole career, little on the Hollywood training track. But stars is what it's about. And we have a future star, a future Hall of Famer. He's a current star. He's won three Kentucky Oaks. Three of them, ladies and gentlemen. And I believe he was going to win the Kentucky Derby the one year he had the best three-year-old, won by Real Quiet. And I'm talking about event of the year. Do we have Jerry Hollendorfer on the air?
How you doing?
Hey, Jerry. I hope we're doing, well, let's say we hope you're doing as well as we're doing here at Del Mar, because you're back there on business with your star, Blind Luck, hoping to win the big showdown race today at Saratoga. But we're all curious out here. But first of all, have you settled in there? Is the filly settled in? And what's it like back there in New York?
Well, actually, the weather's pretty cool. It's around 55, 57 degrees, and it's just really nice day, a nice day for the horses and for the riders, too. Probably be a good day for all of them.
Well, that's good. You know, you were quoted in the Daily Racing Forum as comparing your hard-knocking filly to a big prize fighter. I think it was Joe Frazier, and ironically enough, here at Del Mar, we had a prize fighter named Floyd Pretty Boy Mayweather in the winner circle here, and I guess he was undefeated. And I was trying to find out this morning why there were boo birds out there in the grandstand, kind of a tough crowd. I got an answer. I guess he might have ducked a fight, is what I was told. But you know, on that note, Blind Luck has been she started right here at Del Mar when you purchased her from Calder, I believe it was. And, you know, I don't know what to ask you at this point, because after they turn out to be stars, anybody can say anything. But when did she show you in her career that she was going to be a star?
Well, after we ran her a couple of times, we thought that she might have the possibility to get pretty good, and she followed that through. But actually, we bought her thinking that she had plenty of potential.
Hey, Jerry, Larry Zapp here. Listen, what the job you've done with Blind Luck is just what you've been doing your whole career. You and Russell Bayes with all those wins up in Northern California. And bottom line is, you're known as a guy who wants to win the 4,000 conditional claimer as much as the Grade 1 race. You're out here to win races. You do a great job. You have a great staff. Blind Luck, have you had a horse, a filly, that has basically given you this honest... I mean, fillies are harder to train, I believe, than colts. Have you had a horse like this that has given you that honest run every time she shows up?
Well, you know, a lot of them are honest, and, you know, all of them don't have the same kind of ability as Blind Luck. So I believe that a lot of horses try as hard as they can. They just can't do what she does. But as far as she's concerned, she's really... given everything that she has in every race. So you can't ask for more than that, and that's why we respect her a lot.
Well, you're taking on a really nice filly today, a filly who ran much better than looked in the Kentucky Derby, actually just about made the lead to the eighth pole and got a little late, and she's come back and looked like a world beater in the Mother Goose and the coaching club American Oaks. For her to win the Alabama, the New York Scribes and the New York fans are going to be talking about a horse that's reminding them of, you name it, the Ruffians, the Chris Everetts of the world. How do you go about in preparation? I mean, obviously, you prepared your filly, you shipped her, she settled in. You got Joelle Rosario on her back, and obviously, the few times you've been beat in the last, I don't know, the last 7-8 months was because of a pace scenario. But we're dealing with a mile and a quarter today. Do you just tell Joelle to ride her race and not worry about the competition? Or do you kind of say, well, we got a filly named Devil May Care, and maybe we got to keep a little closer eye. And let's face it, Connie and Michael and Harve de Grace, this is not an easy task. What do you go about when you talk to your jockey before you give him the leg up?
Well, you know, I haven't really decided what I'm going to say. You know, sometimes I think the less you say, the better off you are. But, you know, I don't have to tell him to watch Todd's filly. He's going to watch all of them, and he already knows that Tony Dutrow's horse can get a pretty good jump coming in the lane, and he got lucky and caught her last time. So, you know, he knows what to do, and you know, I think we are going to get a little bit better pace scenario in this race than what she's used to. And then if she doesn't, then it won't be anything new. We'll be running against a slow pace. So I think there might be a little more upfront than what we're used to. And then I will say again, all of these fillies have to prove that they can go a mile and a quarter, and that's not an easy task for any horse.
Well, one thing we know, Jerry, is you've got her absolutely dead fit, and she won't get tired. She'll run her heart out to the wire, as she always does. And speaking of running your heart out in a filly and as genuine as you're going to see, and we got to see here so thankfully in California, and her name was Tuscan Evening. I know that your heart must have been broken when, for some reason that we're never going to know, she just didn't pull up out of her workout the right way, and you were right there with your assistant Dan Ward, who I gotta just give my own little tribute to. I've gotten to know your assistant very well through the course of the last few months, and I'll tell you what, I have so much confidence in the Jerry Hollendorfer barn, knowing that you've got an assistant like Dan Ward. Talk about where Dan got this invaluable experience from, and just a kind word on Tuscan Evening, and then we're gonna set you off to get Blind Luck out there, hopefully with a winning trip.
Well, I think Dan's been on the racetrack a long time, and he left the racetrack briefly and then came back. But in the meantime, he worked for Bobby Frankel and went on the road with a lot of good horses. And he's been a real pleasure to work with, and not just to work with, but, you know, we have a few laughs and have a good time of it, too. And, you know, it's nice to have somebody that can help you the way that that he helps, and he's there every day. I don't have to worry about anybody showing up or anything like that. So we're working well together, and that's what it takes. No matter where you are, is good people to help you, and they make you look good. But that's the reason why guys like Todd Pletcher and myself and all the other ones get to win a lot of races is because we have great people working for us.
What about Tuscan Evening, Jerry? Just a quick comment. I mean, she gave you so much. That must have been a tragic loss for you and your owners.
Well, for me, the worst part about it was not getting to run her for Will DeBerg, who's been so good to us and really helped us along in Southern California quite a bit. And I just, for the filly, I'm sorry for her that she didn't get to show all that she could do, and she was getting so good, and I think could have shown a lot more, and that was the sad part about it. But, you know, in this game, everybody has those problems, and if you want to dwell on it, then you can't come back here and run Blind Luck with confidence. You just keep thinking about that. So we'll always think about her, but we're trying to go about our business and do our business also.
Well, Jerry, one thing that we know is that not only will you go about your business, but you'll go about it harder and faster than anyone in the industry. And Larry and I, we've seen it firsthand, not only here at the racetrack, but you're always out scouting the talent all over the country for tomorrow's stars. And we like the way one of your horses is training that happens to be running here at Del Mar in the sixth race. You got hopefully a promising young horse named Indian Winter, and you go right to the meet's leading rider, Rafael Bejarano, who I know has been aboard this colt in the morning for you. Do you have high hopes on this horse running today at Del Mar, and maybe what kind of horse do you think he might turn out to be?
Well, we're hoping that he's going to be a good colt, as, you know, we like Red Sharp Humor also. You know, I was looking at that race this morning, and, you know, there's a lot of unknowns in there. And as you well know, in a maiden special weight race, anybody can jump out of there and maybe be a good colt or gelding. But anyway, that looks like a race where it's hard to say what's going to happen there. Red Sharp Humor has a little more experience than Indian Winter, although Indian Winter's been training superbly for us.
Yeah, they're both nice horses, Jerry, and we wish you luck there. We wish you luck in the Alabama. But I want to, before we let you go, I want to ask you two things, and a really best of luck in the Alabama and everywhere you run horses around the country. One is the great and powerful one, Zenyatta. Have you been a fan of this mare?
I don't know how you couldn't be a fan of hers. She's the best horse I've seen in a long, long time, and I think I'd have a lot of people agreeing with me on that. nice management job by the connections of Zenyatta, and John Sheriff's has done a great job with her. I think he should be very proud of himself for the way he's handled her.
Yeah, I agree with you. And one last thing I want to leave you with before I let you go is I was a big fan in 1998 of a, or 97 into 98 of a horse named Event of the Year. You had him undefeated going into the Kentucky Derby. Was there, have there ever been as good a horse, in your opinion, that you've had your hands on?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I guess that I guess that's an unknown because he didn't get to run in the Derby because the work before his last work, he had a hairline fracture in his knee, and then you know, John, maybe when he brought the horse back, decided to let Richard Mandela train the horse. And so he won the Santa Anita Handicap, and so I'm glad I was unhappy that I didn't get to train him for the rest of his career, but I was happy that I didn't hurt him so badly that he couldn't come back. But I think he had a legitimate chance, but, you know, again, we'll never know.
Yeah, you're right. I think I had him in the future book at about 50-1. I was heartbroken, but I remember you talking about or being interviewed about that workout before that, and it just seemed like he was special. But listen, you're in Saratoga. You're in the Alabama with Blind Luck. It's a pretty high-quality field, and we wish you the best of luck and hope to have you back again. And can't wait to show up at Saratoga Springs in the near future and watch you give your speech for the Hall of Fame, because you are a true Hall of Famer. You've done it all, Jerry Hollendorfer. Thank you so much for showing up on Case the Race Radio, and best of luck today and with all your horses around the country.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay, right. That was Jerry Hollendorfer, future Hall of Famer, trainer of Blind Luck, Toby. And you know, you watch these horses train, and Jerry goes where the live meat is. And Donald, if you're still out there, we'll ask you too. Talk about Hollendorfer and his approach to training horses, Toby.
Well, I've actually spoke quite a bit to Jerry Hollendorfer over, actually, hate to keep talking about the surfaces, because we are going to put this surface topic to rest in the near future and move on to how great this sport is and put that behind us. But that's how I also got to know the quality individual he has in such a key point in his barn, and Dan Ward. These guys are on top of the situation like hawks with their horses, not only in the afternoon but in the morning. They are so attentive to every little detail about these horses. And when I spoke to Dan Ward last week, and just I said, listen, I don't want to, you know, bother you, you got a horse running here, but just give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down for what you believe here at Del Mar, and you've worked more horses than anyone, so what you tell me, I'm going to take to heart. And he was just so short and sweet. Thumbs up to Del Mar, thumbs up to the Poly Track, and those are the positives that we will move on, hopefully, into the future with accentuating. And we got a lot of positives in Chicago here with their Star Studded Day, and our next guest that'll be on right after we come out of our next break, Donnie Abrams, live from Arlington Park in Chicago.
Case the Race Radio.
The Padres take on the Brewers this afternoon at 4:10 on Double X 1090. How would you like an extra $100 to wager on the races this summer? Just open a brand new DelmarBets.com account and wager $100. The very next day, we'll deposit $100 to your account. That's it. Easy as a cool coastal breeze. DelmarBets.com, powered by ExpressBet, is the best way to play the races online and by phone. Play hundreds of harness and thoroughbred tracks all year long from the comfort of your home, office, or wherever you happen to be. And unlike other legal wagering services, DelmarBets.com charges no membership, monthly, or per wager fees. Open a DelmarBets.com account today, online or by phone, at 800-235-9470 and get your $100 wagering credit. Visit DelmarBets.com for complete details and use promo code DMVRadio. Account wagering is not permitted in all states. National Problem Gambling Support Line, 1-800-522-4700.
Here at Case the Race Radio, but we are heading to Chi-Town. We are heading to Chicago, where they run today's Arlington Million. And we didn't realize the intro of this song was this long, so just know it's my kind of town, and I'm not going to sing much more than that. But do we have our special guest? Do we have our special guest, Donnie Abrams, live from Arlington Park?
guys. How are you today?
Hey, we just had Jerry Hollendorfer on. We can't be doing any better, Donnie. Good to hear your voice. You're in Chicago. First and foremost, we're talking grass racing. It's their signature day. It's Arlington Million Day. Talk about the turf condition and talk about the weather.
Well, the weather here today will wind up being beautiful. It's definitely a Chamber of Commerce day. We got some sun and some clouds. We'll be up probably in the low to mid-80s by the time race time comes. We took a lot of rain last night, and from what I had heard from being at the Gallups and the breakfast media yesterday, that the course had taken a lot of water anyway, and that they'd been trying to keep it from being lightning fast and getting any major divots to keep it prepared for the rest of the meet. So the way they have it listed right now, and I just got the changes, are the inside, everything's on the turf. The inside races, which are everything other than the big three, which is lane one, is listed as yielding. Lane five, the infamous lane five that they call for the big three races, because they moved the starting gate out a little ways because of the position of the starting gate out into a little bit of a chute there. So that's being called good right now. I would say it would never get any better than good, and I would probably lean toward the yielding side for most of the card today. But it will be a great day, and we've got some good horses there, no doubt.
Hey, that's really interesting, Donnie, and thanks for that input from Chicago. Listen, people just want us to start handicapping races. There's the three big races, Paddy El Prado, out of that great Mare Funhouse that Toby and I used to watch train for Ron McAnally. He's going to be the prohibitive favorite. Can we beat this horse today, or is it a free square?
I'd say it's pretty close to a free square. We saw him gallop yesterday, looked the part. He really two-minute licked it yesterday, which I thought was, you know, kind of surprising, just that he was extended, and they really gave him a blowout. He was, as you're calling, I forgot how you used the term, but where he was blowing hard and kind of sneezing at the same time at the end down the lane. He got real studdish and a little excited as he was going back in, but he sure looks the part. And the only one that we're thinking might have a chance, he took care of working for Hops pretty well last time, who does do his running well at Arlington, but his wins were on a couple slow paces up front. Wigmore Hall, the European, we're getting some good thumbs up on. He looks like a nice horse. He's out of High Chaparral, High Chaparral, who won the Arlington Million a few years, rather the Breeders' Cup here at Arlington Park that year. And so he looks like a nice horse. He's good at the mile and a quarter, and I would say he's the one with the only shot.
Toby, you've been a big fan of Paddy El Prado yourself. Donnie seen him gallop yesterday is good enough for me. But what I want to ask you, Toby, you've heard Looking at Lucky make that little roaring sound with his throat. We've seen Bench Points make that sound yesterday. He won the graduation stakes. It might go to the Del Mar Futurity. And one thing I want to say before you answer, Toby, is I read – everything I can about historic events in horse racing, and one person, one media scribe, as you call it, or aficionado of the game, once described Eclipse, where we give the Eclipse Awards away, and he was maybe the greatest horse of all time. He's the grandfather or great-grandfather of all the horses, said once about this horse, Eclipse, he was as wide as a barn door, and he blew like an otter. Describe what that means to you when you hear that otter noise.
Well, actually, maybe next week we can have Bob Baffert's little boy Bodie come on and explain it, because he noticed it. He asked his dad what that noise was, so we're going to tell him that's an otter.
It's an otter, and an Eclipse made the sound, and so it's got to be pretty good, Donnie. Listen, that's the secretary. It goes as race number 8. The Beverly D, I've talked to so many people about this race. Great race. It's the female version of basically the Arlington Million. It's a mile and 3/16. Donnie, you can make a case. There's how many 10 horses in the race? Just tell me one thing. Who can we leave out?
Well, we can definitely leave out Rainbow View, because she's scratched out of this race. So I'll give you that first scratch.
That's big news.
And I should also note, by the way, that in the secretariat, number 6, Two Notch Road, is a late scratch.
Very nice. Very nice update. Right to the moment information. Donnie, this race is very deep. This race has always been an interesting race. Pace mix race. The long shot might be on the lead, Roma Kaka, who obviously likes Arlington herself. She's 4 for 5 with a second there. Can you make heads or tails as the handicapper you are on a horse to give the edge to?
Well, the horse to give the edge to is really, you're right, that's really difficult. And I think all you can do is maybe try and describe how, or in your mind, figure out how you think the race is going to be run. And with Roma Kaka's pace, I think somebody sitting second or third might get first jump on the leaders at the top of the lane. I'm going to take a look at the Euro here. Karen Fallon comes in for Patch Attack. And while I realize she's not the graded quality, and I think that's a little theme going on here, is that we're not seeing all these grade one horses show up here. We're a little concerned about the lack of Californians showing up. But the Euros, as a theme, haven't been coming as much. It's the middle of their season. It's really expensive to get over here. So the ones that come are looking for some graded placing, some graded wins, of course. And I think Patch Attack, with the first-time Lasix and inside post and a trip that seems like she'll be right up there close to the leader. She fires every time. I think she's got a shot here because, really, on paper, you see this isn't necessarily a race filled with grade one winners. You've got a lot of grade twos and a lot of grade threes, so you're guessing. So I think that the one, Patch Attack, stepping up into what probably would have been a grade three in Europe, decided to come here, let's take a shot at the grade one. I'm going to give her a shot and go with her.
Interesting analysis. Donald Harris, are you with us?
Donald's coming.
Okay, Donald's coming back a little later. No worries. Toby, have you had a chance to look at the Beverly D yourself?
I have. I don't really have a strong opinion in the race. I think Donnie's synopsis kind of might give us the most informed lean for the race. So let's jump into the marquee signature event, which is the Arlington Million. By the way, Donnie Abrams, a Chicago native, so we don't mess around on this show. We're going to bring you, a closing thought on the Beverly D, Larry.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Donnie, I'm interested in one horse, and I actually did this race on, you go to casetherace.com, National Select. It's the best $7 you'll ever spend, right along with the $7 you'll spend on Donald Harris and Toby's product, SoCal Works. But the horse I gave the lean to today on National Select is the outside horse. Now, Donnie, what I've noticed is Woodbine, with their great purses over the last 5 years, they already had your top breeders and some top owners, and we all know that the Great Northern Dancer came out of Woodbine. But I've noticed the Woodbine turf form holding its own. They went to Saratoga early in the meet and ran 1-2-3 in a three-year-old filly race. I'm very interested in the 10 horse Ave, who is from Great Britain. She's shown up here. She ran that close third, exploding late to Rainbow View. She ran against she didn't get her trip, I thought, in the New York. She got kind of lost outside, but then last time she just missed in the dance smartly in a very fast run race. She's got these huge workouts, including a 58-4 breezing on August 13th at Woodbine. Any comments with Ramon Dominguez on her back for the first time? Any thoughts about this filly?
Absolutely live, there's no doubt. I mean, in fact, it really took for me to just pick against her based on just having lost the last couple. But I think her race two back in the New York at a mile and a quarter, Lady Shakespeare, Changing Skies, two very good horses who might have been top choice in this race had they shown up. So she galloped yesterday. I saw her. She's a tiny little thing, but she seems to have a lot of heart and a lot of will. And for me, probably second choice. And I would have no problem. And in fact, I will definitely be using her in the $300,000 guaranteed pick three.
Yeah, I'm glad you have positive things to say about her. And like Toby said, the Arlington Million is the signature race. You know, Giopani is 10-for-20 lifetime with 6 seconds, and obviously one of them was to the great Zenyatta. The Dubai World Cup pace makes race, except for Zenyatta, ran better than looked. And people think he's lost the step, but he's been beaten a lot by these trips. And I'm not saying that's not going to happen to him today. He's 7-5 on the line. He might go off about even money. Is he going to appreciate the soft? Well, it's not going to be as soft as the Turf Classic last October at Belmont when he got a miscalculated ride by Ramon Dominguez. Any thoughts in trying to beat him today?
Well, in trying to beat him, first of all, I agree with everything you've said, which is it's a fallacy to think that he's lost races by anything virtue of a bad trip. That Turf Classic you're talking about, I think you're right. He moved too early. The mile and a half might have been too far. His race against Winchester, two back in the Manhattan, he got steadied. Same story. So I agree with you. This last race, even though on paper looks like he got up by a neck, I mean, I thought he was in hand really doing it, just to get up to beat. So he's going to take every bit of beating. The one horse I'm going to take a look at is Taziz, and he is the European number 9 who comes in. And the reason I'm going to take a good look at him is because he's been performing in high-graded races in Europe. Spoke to Alistair Donald, a favorite of mine, the International Racing Bureau chief, who told me that not only if you look at who his last three races are against, the form really does hold up. Three back, he loses a neck to Stotsfold, who took a really big run at Geopani in last year's Million and would have come back. Unfortunately, he colicked and passed away recently, I'm sorry to say. However, I found out that Byward and Twice Over, who he lost two back to back at Ascot, was told that that was the best 10-furlong race of the year.
Absolutely.
Europe, and that the two the 1-2 finishers came back and ran 2-3 just this past Thursday against Rip Van Winkle, who we know how highly thought of he was. So based on those three races, I'm going to call him a real live shooter and say he's probably the one with the shot to do it.
What about, okay, I was at Keeneland on October 24th, and I saw, and I bet my money on Rahi Strada, and I got 15-1 that day. And I'm telling you, I followed this horse. I used to do some trip notes for Toby on another product he sold, and I had him as a horse to watch about 2.5-3 years ago. Here's a horse who won a 50 at, over the Arlington Surface on a good track a year ago. What a story he is. A 50 claimer turned grade 3 winner last time. He's by Rahi out of a deputy minister mare. I think he's a great story. I mean, I'm going to use him because he's one of these horses with tremendous heart. He's 10 for 26 lifetime. Can you make any case for using him in the exotics?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the race over the track is big enough. He surely took care of that field well last time, even though the margin on paper looks diminishing. When that horse hit the lead, I mean, she really, I'm talking about Inez Carlson, really wrapped up on the horse. And so that margin of victory is deceiving. I really don't like much else coming out behind that race. Just as well with a big closing kick, could surely hit the board. But I think that race per se is a little bit less than what the others that come in, the Geopanis and the Euros. And so I wouldn't say he's without a shot in the least bit, but I expect him to run his race, and there are a lot of people here who actually feel he's live.
Well, a lot of people are going to use General Quarters, and what a story that was on the Derby Trail last year with Thomas McCarthy, his only horse, retired principal school teacher. This horse loved the yielding track at Churchill on May 1st on Derby Day. Have you seen him? Because I think he's quality, and maybe he just doesn't appreciate a firm turf course.
I just caught him going off the track yesterday, and, you know, he looked fine. And again, it's tough not to agree with you. How could I not agree? You're totally right. And his last trip was a little questionable. He got hung wide. He really didn't fire. But also there's some thought here that, hey, maybe that was the prep for this big race. And he's the one who hits the board in a lot of races as well. And for underneath, he certainly rates at a price to get in there. Why not?
Donnie Abrams, live from Arlington Park. He's our Chicago connection. He grew up there. He's been in Hollywood. He's done it all. He used to produce quite a few horse racing shows for TVG, for the old Hollywood Park Replay show. We're glad to have him on. Donnie, we're short on time, but thanks a lot. Bringing us right up to the moment, live from Arlington Park, from Chicago. Expect a little give to the turf course, ladies and gentlemen. And Donnie, I hope you join us sooner than later.
Thanks a lot, guys. Good luck to the San Diego Padres here, who came in this week and crushed the Cubs and look like a really good team.
They're an exciting team, Donnie. Thanks again. We'll talk to you soon, and I'll give you a call later. And let's go to our final break, and we're going to do a lot of handicapping in the last quarter of Case the Race Radio.
The Padres take on the Brewers this afternoon at 4:10 on Double X 1090. How would you like an extra $100 to wager on the races this summer? Just open a brand new DelmarBets.com account and wager $100. The very next day, we'll deposit $100 to your account. That's it. Easy as a cool coastal breeze. DelmarBets.com, powered by ExpressBet, is the best way to play the races online and by phone. Play hundreds of harness and thoroughbred tracks all year long from the comfort of your home, office, or wherever you happen to be. And unlike other legal wagering services, DelmarBets.com charges no membership, monthly, or per wager fees. Open a DelmarBets.com account today, online or by phone, at 800-235-9470 and get your $100 wagering credit. Visit DelmarBets.com for complete details and use promo code DMVRadio. Account wagering is not permitted in all states. National Problem Gambling Support Line, 1-800-522-4700.
Welcome back to the last quarter of Case the Race Radio. Yes, that's Born to Run, and that's what these thoroughbreds are doing. And I got a special guest for a minute, and her name is Astrid Mendez.
She is the girl you see in the paddock at Del Mar with the camera. And when they're pointing that camera on Zenyatta a couple weeks ago, she was the one pointing that camera at Zenyatta. And I noticed a few weeks ago, everybody was asking her who she liked. And I started finding out she gives out winners. So I said, you got to come on the show, help us out. Good morning to you, Astrid.
Hello, Larry. How are you doing today?
Doing very, very well. Listen, we don't have a whole lot of time, but you're an up-and-coming handicapper. We're going to have you on more regularly on Case the Race Radio. I noticed you've been given, even saw a five-year-old kind of bow to you a little bit because you're just nothing but winners. And that's what everybody wants on Case the Race Radio. Who do you like today, Astrid?
Well, I mean, mention just any race, and I will let you know.
Mention just any race. Well, we're gonna do
race
the
six.
We're gonna do the late. Okay, no, let's go late pick four. Let's go to race number seven. Why don't you give us the first leg of the pick four in race number seven?
Race number seven. Well, I am seeing here something that it's really unusual for me. I do like the horse Hammurabi with Bejarano. I think he's an excellent horse. He has been developing very well, but also I am seeing something else, which is Nemus Pat number seven. I think it has potential.
Has potential. Don't go anywhere, Astrid. We're going to do the late pick four with you. Donald Harris, are you there?
I am here, guys.
Okay, well, join the party. We talked pick four last segment of Case the Race Radio. Anything to add to that excellent analysis by Astrid?
Not much to add. This race, I have no clue. I don't trust any of these horses. There's too many questions in my mind instead of answers, so I'm going to have to go deep.
Okay, well, what about you, Toby Terrell?
I'm just going to add the number one horse in here, the big gray, Yvette's Pride, could be a long-shot sleeper here, and that is number one. So it looks like we got 2, 7, and 1 in the seventh.
Sounds good to me, and then we jump over to the race number eight, and you know, I bought a horse named JetBlue Girl, and I'm very proud to say that she was one of the best buys I've ever made. We bought her for $25,000, and she almost ran last night in the Sandy Blue, and we were thinking Del Mar Oaks today if we would have got one more race in her. Bottom line is she's in this race. Let's talk to you first, Donald Harris. Any clue in race number eight from where the surf meets the turf?
Well, Larry, I think JetBlue Girl is definitely the filly to beat. That comeback race was fantastic. I mean, she rallied huge on the turn, and she got caught, 20 wide, if that's possible. She went about as wide as you can possibly go. And I think she's going to get some pace up front today because Once Upon a Grace is a very high-strung mare who I don't think they can grab coming out of a 5-furlong sprint. St. Isabel has already proven that she wants to lead. So I think you're going to get a nice little setup. But for those playing the exotics, there's a horse on the outside who doesn't look like she fits off class. She just got claimed for $16,000. But this Ebo's Love for Silviero Martinez turned in one of those half miles where you know she's feeling really happy right now. And sometimes these fillies can step up in class and outrun what it looks like on form. So in the exotics, I think Ebo's Love could offer some value.
Astrid, you do the camera work in the paddock at Del Mar. Would you agree with that assessment that a happy horse, a healthy horse, is a horse to maybe go and put a couple dollars on?
Definitely. I've always believed that if the horse feels well during that day, he's going to give his best. So definitely, I agree with that.
Do you have anything to add to race number eight, Astrid?
I would just be a little bit worried for number three, St. Isabel. You know, everything that's holy, sometimes they do interfere in the races.
Well, that's Little Red Feather Racing, and they're very involved with Jim Rome, who's also on 1090, the station we're on. And Toby, anything to add to race number eight?
Yeah, I like your horse in here, JetBlue Girl, only because of the fact that your trainer, Pete Erton, was kind enough last night to sponsor us over at a very fancy hotel here on the corner. And
L'Auberge.
He's got to pay for those drinks, so go, JetBlue Girl.
Yeah, she's doing well, just for everybody to know. She's coming out of her skin. She should have won last time, a clean break, and she wins, but she gets to do it again. Back a little quicker than Pete likes, but I'm telling you, she's holding great flesh. She was in the paddock the other day schooling. She's a happy girl, and a happy girl, a healthy girl, is hopefully a winning girl. So that's second leg of the pick four. And then we jump to the big race, the Del Mar Oaks. Evening Jewel got beat a nose in the Kentucky Oaks, Toby. You've been a big fan of her. You've watched her train down here. And Harmonious, so what a job John Sheriff's done on the great Zenyatta, but also on this mare, Harmonious. Anything out of the ordinary to think about in today's league pick four, Toby?
Well, we have a lot of novice listeners that need to kind of, we got to keep things on a kind of a maybe a simple level to just give people a way to compare what we're talking about here, because we don't want to get too scientific, but look at it this way. Evening Jewel, a lot of people thought, had her nose in front of Blind Luck in the Kentucky Oaks, the most prestigious race for three-year-old fillies in the world. So Evening Jewel obviously got the class. She continues to amaze her trainer, James Cassidy, by what she does and her energy level. So I got every reason to believe, win, lose, or draw, Evening Jewel shows up here again today in the Del Mar Oaks.
Astrid?
I would just add that we should definitely have an eye on Weekend Magic. Quiñones has been putting some long shots, and
you're
this
right.
May be the race that he might do something.
You know, she was flying against Evening Jewel at a shorter distance, so maybe the mile and an eighth will make the difference. Donald Harris, you're at Hollywood Park. I know there's a reason you're there, and one of the reasons is to watch all these John Sheriff's horses train. Tell us what condition she's coming into the race and what your thoughts of today's 54th running of the Del Mar Oaks Grade 1.
Yeah, she's continued, Harmonious, she's continued to progress the right way. Her August 10th thrill was fantastic. She toyed with a maiden called Galio, and she was best by a length. She made up like three, but it was the way she did it where you could just tell there were about three or four more gears left in the tank, and she is superbly talented. She's still learning. A mile and an eighth is not perfect for her. I'd rather have it at a mile and a quarter, but I mean, she could still get it done. But I'd go back to what Toby talked about in terms of Evening Jewel. What an owner's dream. Well, this time last year, she's making her first start. She finishes off the board at 5.5. And what has she done since? She's not finished out of the top two slots. I mean, that's very rare. And
yep.
A filly like this, it's hard not to root for because she's just all class.
Yeah, I've watched Georgie, our buddy, Toby. I don't even know his last name, but he worked for Baffert the last couple years. And he went freelance. I think he missed a morning or two, and I understand he'll be back with Baffert come the fall. But he's been getting on her these last couple weeks. Stops her at the gap over in the front side of the backside outside of Patty Gallagher and Dick Mandela's barn and stands her for about 10 minutes. And, boy, I mean, I've been able to study her, measure her, and she is flawless. She's out of a Giant's Causeway mare by Northern Fleet, and what she has done, she's game. She's got heart. She's game. And, you know, we're going to use those three horses because I believe what Astrid's saying, Weekend Magic, Evening Jewel, and maybe Harmonious needs a little more distance. But, you know, she's won three in a row, and she looks like an up-and-comer. Okay, this is where my clockers really pay off. Maiden 25. We'll start with you, Donald Harris. Anything, any thoughts about race number 10? Looks like a wide open Maiden 25 going 6.5.
I think logically, I think the race goes through Carrie Rose, the Mike Mitchell filly, who is not a two-turn horse. She's too aggressive for two turns, so the cutback is huge. Rising Honor is dropping with P-Val, and I think those kind of horses are always dangerous at the bottom level. The one interesting horse is Ride a Wave, who's coming off a significant layoff. She's shown enough ability to be easily best against this field, but the big issue is that long layoff and a very light pattern of drills. So whatever happens here, she's probably a filly. If she gets spotted back in the same level, she's going to win for fun next time if she doesn't win.
Has she handled the synthetic over there at Hollywood Park, in your opinion?
Yeah, but the tracks are so different. I don't know. I've seen too many of these Hollywood horses that are training a certain way, and then right when they're asked to really dig down, they start to spin their wheels. And this is such a short, light pattern that's what I'm a little worried about. But I think you need to use her because she's definitely good enough to beat this group.
Toby, I need a price. Give me a price, Toby Terrell.
Well, is this for a segue? First of all, we don't need to know Georgie's last name because he's an exercise rider to the stars
here.
Georgie, by the way, just to bring you all right up to date, which is what we want to do here at Del Mar, Georgie was on a little horse named Looking at Lucky today for Bob Baffert. So, you know, Bob Baffert likes to be a showman, and he really likes to spout off here and there, but he is no dummy. And he knows to put the right hands on his horses, and he put Georgie right on Looking at Lucky today.
Long shot, Toby? I need a long shot.
Well, and you know what? I'm giving all this, let's just say, grandstanding here because it just so happens I've got a long shot, and it's another beautiful tie-in to where we're sitting here at Del Mar, right on top of the paddock. We couldn't have asked for a better spot to do this radio show. And one of the little things that we were hoping to do was have timing be beautifully in our corner in doing the show here, and we might have it, ironically enough. The marketing director here, Craig Dato, said, you know, I'd love you guys to be able to point out a few horses that walk through the paddock when you're sitting there doing the show. Well, who walked through the paddock 22 minutes ago? Big, beautiful chestnut with a Marcello Polanco towel on her back, and that's number 12, Atta Girl. She is number 12 today. She's 12-1 on the morning line. She's got a long shot rider and Felipe Valdez in the saddle. So we'll see. 12-12-12, and we just saw her looking the beautiful. Speaking of happy horses, the Dapples were there on this filly.
Astrid, anything to add to that?
I have to say, I love Kerry Rose, but if you also want a long shot, I will go with number 4, June's Blue Moon.
Okay, that's our pick 4. I'm not even going to add to that, but I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful day at Del Mar. The last couple of days have been I can't even say what they have. It's been the most beautiful I've ever seen it down here. No humidity. We've got sunshine. You know, we had those 30-some-odd thousand people for Zenyatta. I want to see 25,000 here today. So get in your car. I don't care where you're at. Get in your car. You can make it to Del Mar today and tomorrow. We've only got a couple weeks left in this beautiful meet, and what a meet it's really been. But listen, we're running out of time. It is best bet time. So, Astrid, get yourself a best bet. Donald Harris, let's start with you. And for you not to be here, buddy, you are the ultimate team player. Best bet time.
Well, that's so nice of you, Larry. Very genuine. Eighth race, I'm going to go all in on a horse I believe Larry's going to be talking about. So I'll just pass it on to Toby.
Well done. And by the way, all you parents out there, little Tanner Nels Terrell will be in Camp Del Mar today with his buddy. He has no better time than in Camp Del Mar. No reservation. Just walk through the grandstand gate and turn left. Put your kids in there. They'll have the time of their life. They might even get in the Hippity Hop Derby, which will be something they will never forget. Camp Del Mar, my best bet once again. But, hey, Evening Jewel, my best bet when it comes to the horse side in the Del Mar Oaks here.
Astrid, we're going to have you on again because I want to talk about your relationship with the great and powerful Zenyatta. You're a BFF of hers, and I know that, and we want to talk about that maybe next week. But give the fans something they really want, and that's money in their pockets. Do you have a best bet for us?
Well, for a different race, I do. I will definitely go on race number 6, Indian Water. I know it's a favorite, but I'm pretty sure he will hit the board. And if you just combine it with other horses like Jaycito or Channel Surf,
there
then
you
you're going to be a winner.
Astrid, just giving it away. One of these days, you're going to have to pay for it, ladies and gentlemen. JetBlue Girl, Donald mentioned, eighth race, number 4. She's going to find the winner's circle with me in it. And hopefully, Astrid gets to leave her post for 2 seconds and joins us in the winner's circle. But at Saratoga today, everybody, number 9 in race number 9 is the Zapster. It's called Zapster. That's what a lot of my buddies call me, Pete Erden especially. Maybe you want to put $2 on that horse. We're Case the Race Radio. Go to casetherace.com. National Select.